He's making notes. He's thinking this will be our Monday morning 10 o'clock meeting. Yeah,
the final Friday forum. Now, I posed a question on the program yesterday about a conversation I'd had with a father whose son is 18, finished school the end of last year, sitting around at home at the moment, doing the odd job here and there, not sure what he wants to do. The father thinks he should get into the trades, get into being a builder or a mechanic or something hands-on where if you prove yourself as being good at what you do, I'd say you're pretty much guaranteed work for the rest of your life if your body can handle the manual labour. The 18-year-old thinks he should go to university because that's what all his friends are doing, that they're going there, and he thinks he needs to get a degree. He doesn't know what he wants to do. And the question I ask is, what advice would you give an 18-year-old these days who's not quite sure what they want to do? And Josie, of course, has got a couple of kids who are around that age, so we'll get her take in a moment. Nick, your advice?
Yeah, well, I get asked this all the time because I'm an entrepreneur and I've had kids that go through it. And both of my kids are completely different. One doesn't want to go out and be in the real world and wants to go to university, and one wants to be an entrepreneur but not sure how to do it. So my advice is really, really simple in life, is you have to do something that you're really passionate about and really love. Everybody's got something that they're really passionate about and really love. And if you get into that, now, whether it's you're not good enough to be a rugby player, i.e. me, so you go and be a manager or get involved in it. But whatever your real love is, that's what you've got to do for your career, because anything else you'll fail at. And the other piece of advice that I give to everybody that I possibly can is never, ever do anything for money. Because if you do it for money, you'll fail. If you do it because you're passionate about it, you love it, and you want to succeed in it, the money will flow because you'll be good at it.
But
it's quite simple.
But a lot of people do have to work just to make money.
That's fine. Find something that's somewhere connected to what you love doing.
Yeah.
Find something that there is some connection to what you love doing. Don't, you know, my best friend in the world is a surgeon, and he wakes up every morning and works 15, 17, 19 hours a day, but he loves what he does. And he's nearly 60, he looks 40, he's happy. That's how you find happiness in life. Do things that you love doing, because you do them well.
I think I totally agree, Nick. And I think a lot of kids at this age, and I know my kids too, that sometimes they put pressure on themselves because they think, I don't know what I'm passionate about. Mm. And I think that's the other advice I'd give them, is that's okay.
That's fine.
If you haven't found it yet, doesn't matter. Just do something that you think you're interested in, or don't ask them about their careers, I ask them about their interests and their passions. So, you know, I look at my daughter, and the moment, you know, she's 16, about to turn 17, she's passionate about biology and medicine and stuff like that, but she's also passionate about events and fashion and things like that. You know, so just pick one of them. It doesn't have to be your lifetime career. That's the other thing, that you will have multiple careers in your life. But you know, you can bet your bottom dollar these days what you start off doing at 18, you're probably not going to be doing in your 50s.
Or it might be of that. It might open the door somewhere else. You know, that's fine.
And you're a lifelong learner. You know, that's a cliche, but actually it's more and more true, and it will become more and more real to us that, you know, I look at myself. I'm a middle aged woman, and I've gone back to do international law, because I had a first degree in friggin' basket weaving. You know, it was a completely useless arts degree that I'm not even going to tell you what it is, because you'll just go, oh, how predictable is that? Mm. But, okay, it was in English and political theatre. But
we didn't ask.
No, we didn't ask.
But now I'm doing international law, and I'm going, oh, I wish I'd done this when I was 18, 19, 20. But that's okay.
Okay. What about the idea that we know that we have such a shortage of people working in the trades, that we are going construction crazy in this country in terms of the building going on, in terms of building new roads, fixing roads? The idea that you'd say to an 18-year-old who's at home, such as this young guy I'm talking about, who's at home, not sure what he wants to do, he thinks he needs to go to university. His father, though, says, no, trades, you know, trades is where it's at.
How different is the world in 30 years?
Yeah.
Like, when I grew up, when I was leaving school, I wasn't very intelligent. I wasn't book smart. So my mother said, go and do night school and learn and go to training college and be a teacher. My father said, go and be a mechanic. Mm. You know what I mean? But nowadays, that's changed. It's no longer the trades. You know, you were a tradesman. Mm. You weren't as good as a banker, or, you know, now they're earning twice as much as bankers and twice as much. So it's really weird. When I heard that yesterday, I thought to myself, how funny how life has changed in 30 years, because your parents All they ever wanted to do was send you to university and be proud that you went to university. So, now you've got parents saying, go and get a trade, because you're right. And everything you said yesterday is right. I mean, the builder, he goes and does his trade and, you know, then suddenly he employs three people and the whole thing circulates. Suddenly he's the richest guy on the street.
Mm. Oh, and I think that's not bad advice, that you can say, if you don't know what you're passionate about, you don't really know what you want to do yet. Doesn't. I mean, I went out and got my HT and I was told I was going to be a typist at 16, you know, because I wasn't very good at book stuff anyway at that age anyway. So, you know, the point is, whatever you do, it doesn't hurt to go out and get a trade or get a skill or go out and learn something. But, you know, you're not going to be defined by that. It's not like the old days where if you decided to go down one career path at 18, you were stuck there.
Yep.
You know, it was really hard to get out. Now you're able to chop and change all the time. So, you know, permission to fail.
But once again,
you're allowed to fail
no
at something point too.
Because your friend of a friend owns a building company and he can get you an apprenticeship. There's no point whatsoever taking that apprenticeship if you haven't got any passion in building.
If you've got no interest in
it. No interest and no passion. That's what happens. And these people then that they, you know, go and get potted up on Friday nights because they don't like their job and they go through it and they get there. That's just a waste of time. You've
got
to be passionate.
She's making, you know, fruit smoothies up in Paraparam in a shop, and you know, and I'm thinking it's really good that she goes out at 16 and just learns a work ethic.
Absolutely.
Too.
Oh,
so there's a lot to be said for just going out and just do a job. You know,
I mean, that's a great piece of advice, because I worked when I was a kid, and I'm not talking about myself, but when I was a kid, I worked at a place called Dodd's Die Casting in Tawa that was just down the road from my school, and they made all the little die cast stuff, and, you know, and it just taught me so much about life, and your pay packet came around in a brown paper, and the boss
that's
would
right.
shake your hand and
the
give
brown
you
paper, the paper, brown paper, little envelope.
And, you know, I learnt more in that 3 months job than I probably did in my life.
I did waitressing for years. I pumped gas, you know. I mean, so that's another thing, really, is that you just go out and do a Saturday job, do a after school job, because that's really good.
Mm.
The other thing is you can't do everything, and I think that's there's a bit. Sometimes you hear that advice where people say, you know, you can do anything you put your mind to. No, actually, you can't.
You can.
Maria had a back operation.
I disagree with that.
Maria had a back operation, and she was told that there are some careers that she will never be able to do, and we kind of went, oh God. And
then because of the physical impact.
Because of the physical impact, and the surgeon said, you'll never be a weightlifter.
Yeah. And she went, oh my God.
And I was like, but Maria, you don't want to be a weightlifter. You don't have to try and do everything.
See, I'm the complete polar opposite to that. I believe that you can do anything you want to in life. It's just how hard you want it.
That's true. Actually, you know one I mean? Last
anything.
Piece of advice I would say to any 18-year-old is it's true. It's 99% hard work.
Mm. Yeah.
And the rest is luck and being in the right place and having some skill.
Well said. It was a really, really positive morning yesterday morning in terms of just the advice we were getting from people. And a lot of it was along the lines of both of what you're saying. Try and find something in life that you love. Yeah. And if you get paid for it, that's a bonus. 23 after 10. This is the Friday Forum. If you'd like to join in, 0800 80 10 80 472 1035. Maybe some the best advice you have been given over the years in terms of trying to find something you enjoy doing.
Or advice you didn't take.
Or advice you didn't take. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have said that as well.
I've got a bit on that too.
23 after 10, 0800 80 10 80 472 1035.
This is a News Talk ZB Wellington traffic alert.
Just before we get to a break, of course, we have this ongoing situation this morning on the Paikokoriki Hill Road, which has been closed to southbound traffic because of multiple slips. Rain in the area has meant there have been a lot of slips southbound on the Paikokoriki Hill Road. Nathan's also sent me a note saying that there is a crash at State Highway 2 in Horokiwi. I'm not sure at this stage whether it's north or southbound, but I'm being told there is a crash, State Highway 2 at Horokiwi. If anyone's in the area and can let us know what's happened, do feel free to contact us, 0800 80 10 80 472 1035. We'll try and find out what's happened as well. It's a crash, State Highway 2, Horokiwi. Not sure at this stage whether it's northbound or southbound, but we'll see what we can find out. 24 past 10, News Talk ZB.
To create New Zealand's healthiest pizza, we select only the most divine, nutritious ingredients, including free-range chicken breast, spinach, avocado, portobello mushrooms, almonds, and fresh slaw, and put it all on a very special sprouted seed base. Try it up here in heaven.
I'll take that, thank you very much. Hell's New Pizza, the saviour, has a 4-star health rating, made from divine ingredients but served only in hell.
Did you know most life insurance policies don't pay out? Because for most people, premiums increase, becoming too expensive as you get older. Compass Life can provide premiums that don't increase with age, so you'll pay the same in years to come as what you're paying now, giving you cover when you're most likely to need it. If affordable premiums that don't increase sounds good to you, you need to talk to Compass Life. Text the word LIFE to 226 today. That's LIFE to 226. Text costs 20 cents. Compass Life, pointing you in the right direction.
Exodus Health and Fitness presents sensational basketball action at TSB Arena tonight when your Wellington Saints take on the Taranaki Mountaineers. See your 2016 NBL champions try slam dunk their way to back-to-back titles. Go to saints.co.nz and paint the TSB blue with your Saints merchandise. The game starts at 7pm tonight. Tickets from tickettech.co.nz and on the door. Game day sponsor, Exodus Health and Fitness.
Enjoy life.
Do things.
Live it up.
Be free.
Get out and about.
Try stuff.
Give it a nudge.
Just live a little.
With Grab One.
The best way to warm up this winter is by heading to Tina Corey Bistro for a hearty, delicious and affordable winter clay hot pot. Today for just $11.50, grab a winter clay hot pot lunch with options for up to six people from Tina Corey Bistro.
There's hundreds of deals, hundreds of reasons to live a little with Grab One.
Grab it now at grabone.co.nz.
It's Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's Creatures of Comfort Sale. Don't miss a massive 25 to 50% off everything Lazy Boy store-wide. Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, 16 Rutherford Street, Lower Hutt. Sale on now.
Nominations are open for the Wellington Airport Community Awards. 60 community groups will be recognised across the region, with over $50,000 in award money to be won. Nominate now at wellingtonairport.co.nz.
Call 472 1035 to talk back with Tim Fuchs on News Talk ZB. JR duty free, offering unbeatable liquor savings at Wellington International Airport. T's and C's apply.
It is 27 after 10. This is the Friday Forum. Thank you to those letting me know what's happened on State Highway 2 at Horokiwi. Being told that the road was down. This is northbound because of the crash. Just a short time ago, northbound was down to one lane, but the area is being cleared up, so it shouldn't cause too many disruptions or too much disruption, that police are there and that they are clearing the scene as well, so hopefully it won't cause too many problems if you are heading northbound State Highway 2 near Horokiwi. Yes, this great saying that was sent through from a listener on advice that was given by grandfather to his grandson about what he should do with his life. You should find something you like to do and then get someone to pay you to do it. which is what
we're saying, isn't it?
It's simple, yeah. It's simple to a point, but I think a lot of people have trouble finding a way to get paid.
You know what Josie said something off air that dropped the penny dropped. That you've got to ask.
Mm.
You know, when we were young, when my era was young, we knocked on all the dairies' doors saying, "Are you looking for any staff, part-time staff after school?"
Yeah.
We asked.
Yeah,
we went around looking.
And if you want people to back you, you've got an idea. You want to be an entrepreneur. You've got a great idea. You've got to go out and ask people to
ask.
Give you money for it.
You seem like someone, Nick, that if someone came to you, knocked on your door and said, "Look, I think I might like working in the hospitality sector. Can I do? You know, can I just see what it's like?" I'd say that you would be very open to that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I think I've told you that story about that overweight waitress
that came
knocking on our door. I don't know whether we talked about it on air, but that's just the classic example of a youngish woman that was completely overweight, would probably no one would ever look at employing her in a cafe or a restaurant. And when she went for the interview, she said to my wife, who was doing the thing, "I know what you're thinking. I'm overweight. I'm red hair, I'm not attractive, but by God, if you give me a job, I'm going to show you that I can do it."
Mm.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's got the job.
Got the job.
And she's great. And she's fantastic. And that's just being out there. Because 9 times out of 10, she would have walked into a cafe and they would have said, "Oh, that job's gone."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and that's the other thing. The big advice someone gave me once, and it was the best advice I ever had, was whatever you do, do it 110%, like do it to the best of your ability. Mm. And the waitressing job I had it for about a year full time. No, I was bloody good actually. Thank you very much, Nick.
I'd be terrible.
You would have stopped
and the old barman, who was a grumpy old bugger, who'd sit there and he'd make your life hell. And at one point he's sort of sitting there, he's drying a glass or something, and he turns to me and went, "You're really good. You're doing a good job." And it was the best thing. I thought, oh, great.
Did he ask you what you're doing later?
No, he didn't ask me what I was doing later. But
did he try and show you what's in the back of the fridge?
No, that might be your experience, Nick. But, yeah, the receptionist once I worked with in an office, and she was a receptionist, and she was fantastic. She would think beyond what you wanted her to do. She'd say, I just think you might need this, and I've done this for you, printed out, and she ended up